AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's trip to the Middle East has already faced a bloody setback. Sagar Magani has details.
The president will now only visit Israel. He planned to meet with Arab leaders in Jordan, which has now called off the summit after a deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas had earlier pulled out in protest of the attack, which Hamas blamed on an airstrike by Israel, which in turn blamed it on a misfired Palestinian rocket.
The health ministry in Gaza says at least 500 people were killed in the explosion. President Volodymyr Zelensky confirms Ukraine has received delivery of U.S. long-range ballistic missiles known as ATACMS and started using them on the battlefield. Ukraine's forces claim to have destroyed 9 Russian helicopters at 2 airfields in Russia-occupied regions in eastern and southern Ukraine. The Pentagon has released footage of intercepts of U.S. warplanes by Chinese aircraft in the last 2 years. Eli Ratner, Assistant Secretary of Defense.
It's nearly 200 cases where PLA operators have performed reckless maneuvers or discharged chaff or shot off flares or approached too rapidly or too close to U.S. aircraft, all as part of trying to interfere with the ability of U.S. forces to operate safely in places where we and every country in the world have every right to be under international law.
The Pentagon says it's part of a trend of regional intimidation by China. On Capitol Hill, more voting is expected, but Republicans have rejected Congressman Jim Jordan for House Speaker on the first ballot. In economic news, the Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.7% last month as Americans kept spending despite higher prices and interest rates. Says Sutel on how that was seen on Wall Street.
That's a sign of a healthy economy, but it also may indicate upward pressure on inflation and could push the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates high.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close, the Dow up a fraction, the S&P and the Nasdaq down. This is AP News. A volleyball shoe startup is bringing the spotlight to the lack of freedom for college athletes to choose their footwear.
Nebraska's Harper Murray is one of the brand ambassadors for the new volleyball shoe brand Avoli. But when she's competing, she wears Adidas.
The ventilation and the support in the Avoli shoes is very good. And again, Adidas and Nike and all those other brands have other things about their shoes that people might like, but I personally really like the support in the Avoli shoes.
Murray promotes Avoli on social media platforms as part of her NIL, name, image, and likeness compensation deal. Adidas pays Nebraska millions of dollars. Murray doesn't get any of it.
Adidas right now is what I have to go with, but Avoli did a great job of making a shoe that most younger girls want to wear and want to support.
Avoli focuses only on volleyball shoes that have tiny holes in the soles to provide ventilation, something young players told the company they wanted. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.